Our final piece within the linguistics section of the NLP Practitioner Certification Home Study Program is transformational metaphors, and these are on page 38 in your manual. So transformational metaphors is using the art of storytelling to enable someone to transform their thinking. Throughout history, there have been many famous storytellers. In the field of therapy, probably one of the most famous would again be Milton Erickson. There is a story of Milton working with a patient who was suffering from cancer and experiencing a great amount of pain that even morphine wouldn't assist with. The man really couldn't talk very much. He was laid up in bed. Milton knew that one of the passions that this man had in his life was growing and tending his tomato plants. So Erickson went and sat by his side, and he talked to him about tomato plants, about planting tomato plants, about watering them, about pruning them, nurturing them, and having them grow and then collecting the crop and enjoying the fruits from the tomato plant. And the result of this transformational metaphor that Erickson weaved for the man was that his pain disappeared and he became totally comfortable. Now, the reason why transformational metaphors work is a number of reasons. One is the story captivates the attention of the conscious mind, but it does it in such a way that the conscious mind can't actually work out the link between the story and the problem the person is facing. At the unconscious level, the unconscious mind works symbolically. So the unconscious mind is able to unravel the metaphor and work out what the metaphor is really about and then take action upon it. Also, your unconscious mind's like a younger brother and sister. Remember how much you loved stories when you were a kid. Notice how much children love stories. This is why transformational metaphors work so well. Now, it appears from reading Erickson's books that a client came in to see him and Erickson heard what the problem was and immediately came up with an exquisite metaphor. This wasn't actually the case. What Erickson would do is he'd gather information from the client first and then the client would go away. And it might even be a week later that the client came back and Erickson delivered the metaphor. He'd spent maybe a week designing and honing and creating the metaphor which he then delivered.